Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday morning inspiration session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am here to serve you this morning. I have prepared a message just for you. So family, good morning. I am so happy this morning. I am so blessed this morning. God is so good this morning, right? I thank him that his mercies are new every day. So we're not even going to waste time on what happened yesterday, because his mercies are new every day, every morning, new mercies. And so welcome, family, welcome. You know, I pray that you're having an awesome weekend so far. I am having a wonderful and blessed weekend because, again, God is so good, right? And so today I want to talk to you about, you know, how we give it to God and take it back. We give it to God and we take it back. I want to encourage you today to stop giving it to God and then taking it back. You know what I'm talking about. You know, many times we pray, and then, you know, we say we trust God, but then we take it back. You know, how often do you pray and ask God to fix your problem, you know, and then before he can even fix the problem, you've already taken it back and started, you know, trying to fix it yourself, you know. And so either you're going to let God fix it or you're going to fix it. But many times when we try to fix our own problems, we end up making them worse, right, instead of better. And so it's better to just trust God, to give it to God. I know it sounds so cliche to give it to God, but I want to really encourage you to give it to him. Give it to him. And, yes, I know that faith without works is dead, so most of the time there is something that you're going to have to do, but you give it to God. You pray. You give it to him, and you ask him, is there something that you can do? Allow him to guide you. Ask him to guide you in that situation. Don't just totally take it over and mess things up, because usually that's what we do. We give it to God, we take it back, and we mess it up, and then now we have to go back to God again. And usually the situation is worse when we go back the second time, or the third, fourth, fifth, or however many times we go back. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, family. You know, we don't want to continue to give it to God and then take it back. We want to give it to God and allow him to do a work in us and through us and work out that situation, work out some of those issues, right? And so If you would like to call in, you can call in and chime in at our guest call-in number. That's area code 347-237-5083. That's the guest call-in number, area code 347-237-5083. I welcome all feedback, right? And so, yeah, so, but you know how I like to do. I like to, before we get started, before we really get into anything, we want to take it to God, right? We want to set the atmosphere up in here, right? So we want to take a deep breath. You know, I don't know what you've gone through last night or early this morning. I don't know if you had a good night's sleep or a bad night's sleep, or you may not have had any sleep at all because those burdens are wearing you out, right? And so we want to trust God today. But let's, you know, set the atmosphere with some praise and worship music, right? Because worship is your weapon, family. Did you know that your worship is your weapon and your praise? God inhabits the praises of his people, and the enemy is so afraid of our worship because it drowns out all of his mess, okay? So we're going to take it to God this morning. We are going to go into praise and worship. Praise and worship mode. We're going to set the atmosphere up in here in the airways, right? And I want you to take a deep breath and breathe in all the promises of God, which are yes and amen. The blessings of God makes rich and adds no sorrow to them, amen. So we're going to breathe in all of his promises, and we're going to breathe out anything that doesn't line up with his word, anything that doesn't line up with his truth for our lives, right? I want you to just close your eyes and breathe and remember that God is the author and the finisher of your faith. And we're trusting him today, and we're not even going to just trust him, but we're going to trust him and believe and receive everything that he has for us. We're not going to just pray and then go back and take it back. No, we're going to give God our burdens today. We're going to release them and just let him fix it, right? And so I want you to take a deep breath right now and breathe. Just breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in. Ooh, yes, just like that. Here we go, and breathe it out. If it's not of God, breathe it out, release it, let it go, and don't take it back again. Here we go, here we go.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every. Very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now that I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here and you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Bring it to him again. And I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him, I'm desperate for you, Jesus. Come on, if you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in the air. Tell him together. And I have you there, Lord? Come on, sing it again. And I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. Yeah. And I'm tell them again. I'm lost without you. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He is. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Yes, this is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you just have to take a deep breath and breathe it all in. God is so good. With everything going on in this world, sometimes you just have to stop and just take a deep breath and realize who you are and whose you are, right? And I know for me, I am just desperate for him. In these crazy and evil times that we're living in, I am just desperate for God and the things of God. And so I just thank God for his presence this morning. If you are just joining us, welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter-Watts, and I'm so glad that you decided to stop by this morning. This morning we are talking about, you know, how like giving it to God and then taking it back, right? You know, when we were kids, I remember we used to, I might be dating myself, but it's all good. But I remember when we were kids, you know, we would give somebody, if a child gave another child something and then they took it back, we would call them an Indian giver, right? So we were like, you Indian giver, you Indian giver. And some of us are that way with God. You know, we'll give him, we'll pray, and we'll give him our prayers and give him our requests, give him our petitions. And then, you know, we just think he's taking too long, so then we decide to take over and we take it back. Because each time you decide that you're going to take over and fix the problem after you already prayed the problem, then that means you're not trusting God. That means you've decided that you know better than God. You've decided that you got more power than God. And so you're an Indian giver and you've taken it back. And so now you've tried to fix it. And usually when we do that, we make things worse. We make matters worse. Then we want to take it back again when it's even more messed up than it was in the beginning. And so today I want to encourage you to stop giving it to God and taking it back. I want you to say that with me right now. Say, I will stop giving it to God and taking it back. Give it to him and leave it with him. Give it to him and leave it with him and trust him. Trust that he's going to work that thing out. Amen. And so in Isaiah 10:27, because, you know, some of us got so many burdens, right? We got so many burdens, and, you know, God has something for you. He has something for you. So let's read Isaiah 10:27, and it says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. And so, you know, we know that the anointing is the power of God, and that destroys burdens and removes yokes. The anointing is the active presence of God in operation. And so God is a burden-removing, yoke-destroying, powerful God, right? He can remove every burden. He can destroy every yoke, but you just have to give it to him and leave it with him and trust that he's going to work it out. Say it with me right now. Say, I trust that God is going to work it out because he wants to work it out for you. He absolutely does. And so many of you follow me on my on Facebook. I have a private group for ladies only, but we do have some gentlemen that join us from time to time. So, I posted this morning in the group. I posted a poem, and I'm going to read that to you. So let me pull that up really quick. And I just thought this was fitting for today's message. And so it's a poem by, just bear with me here for a second. It's a poem by Lauren. I'm using my phone, and it's just, you know how that is sometimes. Come on now. Where is the poem? Okay. Let's try this again. Okay. The poem is by Loretta P. Burns, and it's called Broken Dreams. How many of you feel like your dreams are broken? How many of you feel like you have broken dreams? you know, you've been dreaming about some stuff, you have some desires, and you just feel like your dreams are broken for one reason or another. They're just not coming to pass, and they are broken. And so I want to read this to you. It's called Broken Dreams, and it reads like this. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I apologize, it keeps, oh my goodness, this is why I don't usually use my phone, but I'm going to try it like this, so just bear with me one second, I'm going to try this again, here we go. Okay, so it's called Broken Dreams. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then, instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last, I snatched them back and cried, "How can you be so slow?" "My child," he said, "what could I do? You never did let go." And so in other words, her poem is talking about how she had dreams, she had broken dreams, and she prayed about them, and she gave them to God. But then God really couldn't work it out because she wouldn't really let him work it out. She would not let go. And sometimes we pray and we think we let go when actually we did not let go. And you know when you let go because there's a God kind of peace that falls upon you when you have prayed about something and when you really, 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 in your heart of hearts, trust God to work it out. And so that's what we're talking about today. Just, you know, giving it to God and letting it go. So stop giving it to God and taking it back. We're going to give it to God, and we're going to let it go. And then, so right now, I want to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue, right? We're going to continue. Amen? So don't you go anywhere. Here we go. Here's our commercial break.
Hey, twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping.
Wow, they even offer personal shopper services?
Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in.
What is their contact info?
You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, family, I am back. That was our commercial, Layla Simone Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that is my organization with my 11-year-old granddaughter, Layla. So definitely show us support. As you support us, we support nonprofits that support women in crisis, right? Amen? And so we love to shop anyway, right? So that's a perfect way to give back by doing what you love to do anyway. Shop, shop, and shop. Amen? So anyway, today we are talking about really just letting it go, like praying and trusting God to work it all out. Don't just pray and then take it back. No, pray and trust that God is going to work it out. We have to trust him. We have to trust him. And when you pray and then you take it back, you are actually not trusting God. You're saying, God, I don't trust you, right? And you may not have ever thought of it like that, but it's true. You're saying that I do not trust you. And trust me, that's very dangerous. And so if you have found yourself burdened down, anxious, or worried about any area of your life, I believe this message is for you. God wants you to know that you were never meant to handle everything on your own, which is why you feel weighed down today with all of your problems, with all of your struggles. You know, you are not supposed to be weighed down with all of that stuff, right? God wants to remove every burden today. He wants to destroy every yoke, right? So I want to encourage you today to give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. I want you to meditate today on Psalm 55:22. So actually, so that's one scripture, Psalm 55:22. And then I want you to meditate on Isaiah 10:27. For those of you who are having a hard time trusting God in your situation, you're giving it to him and you're taking it back. Meditate on those two scriptures. And, you know, we just have to trust God. We have to trust him. And I know sometimes it's hard because you're praying and you're still looking at the same situation. But we have to trust that God is at work behind the scenes. He is always at work on our behalf. We are his children. He loves us so much. And so we have to trust that, you know, he's going to take care of us and give it to him. And then after we give it to him, don't give it a second thought. Trust him. And so every time you give something to God, we just want to leave it there and not take it back. So don't just give it and take it back. Don't be an Indian giver, you know, like we used to say when I was a child. No, give it and don't take it back. Leave it there and let him work that thing out for you. You know, because when you take it back, then you're taking on more than you can handle. You know you can't handle it, because if you could handle it, then you wouldn't be having that problem. Because, you know, again, you were never meant to do everything alone. You do your part and give God the rest. My dad used to always say, I will do all that I can and God will do the rest. And that thing has always resonated with me throughout my life, because really there's so many things we have control over, but then there's so many things we don't have control over, and we have to trust God, because it's in him that we live, it's in him that we move, it's in him that we have our very being. And let's be honest, there are so many things that we do not have control over, and so we have to trust God. We have to trust him. We have to stand on his word. We have to believe him. God is not like man. He doesn't lie to us. He doesn't make promises to us and then take them back and renege on his promise. He's not like that man who lied to you. That's not God. He's not like that person who lied to you. That's not God. God is not a man that he would lie. He will not lie to you. He will not deceive you. You can trust him even in that situation. And when you trust him, he will take care of you, and he will be able to work your problems out for your good, and he will take such good care of you that you will be able to have rest, because some of you are not resting because you're wrestling with that problem. But God wants to give you rest today. And so if you haven't already prayed about that thing, because some of you didn't even bother to pray about it. So if you haven't already prayed about it and you're just worrying about it, I want to encourage you today to release it. Release that thing to God. Release it to him today, knowing that he has promised to take care of you. And then ask him to show you if there is anything you can do, and then rest in it, in the comfort of knowing that God is going to take care of it. He's going to remove every burden. He's going to destroy every yoke in your life. Give it to him and leave it with him. Leave it there. Don't try to pick it back up again. Don't try to pick it back up again. And so when we give something to God, we have trust in him. We're showing him that Father God, that is our Father, that's our Heavenly Father, that's our Heavenly Daddy. We're saying, Daddy, I trust you. I trust you to work this thing out for me. So we want to give it to him and let him handle it. Let go and let God handle it. Let go and let God handle it. your burdens, your worries, your cares, let go and let God handle it, right? In Philippians 4:6, write that scripture down, meditate on that scripture. It tells us to not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And when we do this, present our request to Him, we feel, you know, sometimes we feel an overwhelming peace, knowing that it's in His hands and He's going to work that thing out for our good. But that's only when we really give it to Him and really trust Him, He will give us an overwhelming peace, a God kind of peace, right? A peace like no other kind of peace, right? And then the next verse tells us that when we do that, God will give us peace, 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 peace. And that's what we want. We want peace. And the peace, it says the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And so we want to give it to God. We want to be anxious for nothing. So that means we're not anxious. That means we're just going to pray. We're going to make our petitions known unto God with thanksgiving. We're going to present our request to Him, and then we're going to trust Him to give us peace in that situation. Peace, that He's working it all out, and so we don't have to go back and pick it back up again and try to fix it ourselves. No, we're going to give it to Him and have peace about that thing because we trust God, right? And so if you find yourself worrying about that thing again, because it's going to happen because it's natural. You give it to God, you pray about it, and yeah, we trust Him, but sometimes we look around and we see the same situation, and so it's understandable, it's natural that you would want to worry, but worry is not of God, right? God doesn't want us to worry. He says to worry about nothing, but we're going to give it to Him. And so if you find yourself worrying about that thing after you've prayed about it, you know, stop right in your tracks. Just stop and say, listen, no, because that is a tactic from the enemy. No, I refuse to worry about this thing anymore because I've already given it to God, and God's going to work it out for my good. I'm going to trust Him because He promises that if we do this, that His peace that passes all understanding will flood our minds as we put our trust in Him. That's Philippians 4:7. Write that scripture down. Meditate on that. And so after we've given it to God, we've prayed about it, we've given it to Him, and now we've made that decision, a conscious decision, that we're no longer going to worry about it. But I do understand, and God understands, that you're still going to have a moment that worry is going to try to creep in again, because that's a natural thing. Because, you know, but we're operating in the supernatural, so we're going to trust God that, you know, and we're going to speak to that thing. No, I refuse. I want you to say, when that stuff starts creeping up in your mind, oh, no, 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 no. Say, no, absolutely not. I refuse to worry about this thing. I've already given it to God, and I'm trusting Him in this situation. Amen? And so what I want to do is I want to pray for you right now, and I pray that this encouraged you today, and I want to pray for you you know, that you are going to give it to God. You're going to pray about it. You're going to give it to God, and you are going to leave it there, and God's going to work it all out for your good. So let me just pray for you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for your presence, Lord God. I thank you for your presence, because in your presence, Lord God, is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. And so, Lord God, we choose your joy today. We choose your joy today over worry, Lord God. Yes, we choose your joy, and we trust you on today. We choose your joy as we throw away every burden. Hallelujah. We give it to you, Lord God. We ask you to remove all heavy burdens, Lord God, in our lives. Let your anointing break the enemy's burdens from off our necks, Lord God, and let every yoke be destroyed, hallelujah, according to Isaiah 10:27. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. We are casting every care upon you, Lord God, today, because we know that you care, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we're casting our burdens upon you with and knowing that you will sustain us, Lord God. We thank you that you are sustaining us today, Lord God. Hallelujah. And, Lord God, we break the yoke of the enemy's burden and break the staff and the rod of the oppressor, Lord God, as in the day of Midian, Lord God. Hallelujah. According to Isaiah 9:4, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, let every yoke of poverty be destroyed, Lord God. I break every yoke of poverty, Lord God, over everyone under the sound of my voice. I'm going to say it again. I break every yoke of poverty, Lord God, declaring that it is destroyed in our lives, Lord God. Every yoke of sickness, Lord God, any sickness and disease, I declare it destroyed, Lord God, annihilated, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God. I break every yoke of bondage, any type of bondage, Lord God, in our minds, Lord God, hallelujah, destroying it, declaring it, destroying it, declaring it done, hallelujah, hallelujah. We trust you on today, Lord God, hallelujah. And finally, Lord God, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. I pray above all things that they will prosper, that they will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We trust you today, Lord God. We're giving it to you, Lord God, and we are not taking it back. We will not take it back, Lord God. We will not take it back, Lord God. And so I seal this prayer. I seal this prayer, trusting you, Lord God, and I call it all done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that you were blessed today by this message. If you are blessed by this program, please share it with others. Please share it with others so that you can bless somebody else. Caring is sharing, so definitely share. Amen. And so I just thank you for joining me today, and I just want you to be encouraged. That, you know, I know sometimes it can be hard. Life can be tough. Life can be hard. Life can be overwhelming. I know the struggle is real, but trust me, as real as the struggle is, God is realer. I know that's not a word. I don't even know if it is a word, but God is a real God, and he can handle your real problems, amen, but you got to trust him. You got to trust him on the day. And so, family, thank you so much, and ladies, don't forget to join me in my private Facebook group on Facebook, the Tears to Breakthrough Virtual Conference Center, where you're going to be empowered and inspired every day. And we also share our stories, right? So definitely join me. And that's all I have for you today, family. I love you so much. I love you so much. But as much as I love you, know that God loves you more. Nobody's going to love you like God. Nobody. Nobody, 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 nobody. Thank you so much again for joining me on this Sunday morning. Time for me to go. You know how I like to go. I like to go out on Howard Hewitt. Be blessed. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. Sing it. You gave me your love. You gave me your son. Now I say amen.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.